Bianca Burtis, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. Rand weakens as U.S. jobs show resilience. A very good morning, Bianca. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thanks to yourself.
Excellent, thank you. The Rand is weakening.
Definitely. So on Friday afternoon, we actually saw the U.S. released some earning figures as well as employment figures. And although earnings has remained fairly flat, they have created 240,000 jobs in the past month versus the 160,000 that was initially expected, really showing that the U.S. economy is a lot more resilient than what the Fed as well as the government initially expected it to be.
Yeah, so that obviously means for the Rand that that there was weakening. And is it going to continue? Is it likely to continue along those that path?
It's likely to continue. The key now will be to focus on exactly what the Fed is commenting on and exactly how hawkish their statements in the media are. The Fed has made it very clear in the past that they will not lower interest rates just to stimulate the economy if the economy is doing fine by itself. Now, that goes against Donald Trump's instruction that he actually wants the Fed to lower interest rates to weaken the dollar. But currently, looking at the data, there's no real ground for the Fed to take this measure. And that has bolstered the dollar, causing other currencies to weaken against it.
All right. And expected ranges for today?
We can expect the intraday range to be between 1416 to 1430. There is a little bit of data coming out today, but nothing too critical. Investor confidence coming out of the EU, as well as consumer credit from the US. And we can continue to expect the local unit to continue feeling the pinch. We're going to see it move towards more realistic levels, with the next target being 1430. And we're currently trading at 1420 against the dollar, which you will notice quite a bit weaker than where we opened on Friday morning. 1594 against a euro, 1778 against a pound, and then the shekel will cost you R3.97.
All right. Thank you very, very much. That's Bianca Burtis, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. And Peregrine Treasury Solutions bringing us that report every morning.